Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Empower your voice. Unlocking your podcasting potential with your host, Lillian S. Caldwell, CEO / President of Passionate World Talk Radio. Educate, enlighten, entertain. Today's daily tip is focusing on how to present your podcast or program to your potential listening audience. Now, like everything else, there are several ways you can go about structuring your podcast. And of course, always, always, always go over to Google and ask a question of AI about how do I structure my podcast to make the best presentation of a podcast, or what are your recommendations for a structure? You can get all types of good recommendations from your AI, but it's how you ask your question with certain targeted keywords and phrases in there that will help you get the information you seek. This is one of the ways you can structure your podcast for when you present it to your potential listening audience. You have the intro. Welcome to Passionate World Talk Radio Network. I am your host, Jean Wilder. Today, my guest is going to be Dr. Frankenstein. He's going to talk about eternal life and the Egyptian connection. That's your intro. And then you turn around, or if you're doing it by phone or by video, and you have invited your guest, you'll say, good morning, Dr. Frankenstein. How are you doing? Could you please tell everybody in 3 to 4 sentences who you are and where they can find you should they ever require your services? And you're off. Then the most important point here are your talking points, what I call the body of your presentation, which means that you did your homework on your potential guest by looking them up on their website and reading and taking down keywords and phrases. If they have a lot of titles after their name, if they want awards, jot them down. Because in your introduction, you're going to mention that. The audience wants to know what he's an expert at. And his awards and his titles, whether it's a master's or a doctorate, will give them an idea of how effective he is and what he does. That he does know what he's talking about. Don't laugh. There are people who falsify their resume. Top people and top companies that falsify their resume. How often do you hear about it on the news or read about it on the internet? So be very careful and do your research on that potential guest so you know how to target your questions to them to elicit that specific information you know your audience is interested in hearing about. Who, what, where, when, why, and sometimes how, ladies and gentlemen. Then on the proposed episode, you have put together your questions either ahead of time or you do it while you're on the set. Sometimes your potential guests or their PR rep will ask you to send the questions ahead of time so that the guests can prepare their answers. Myself, personally, I don't like that. If they can't answer because they know their material thoroughly, then why are they asking to be interviewed? It's not fair to the audience to know that the potential guest has already memorized their answers. Plus, it doesn't permit you as the potential host to ask you a question that when you were writing down your pre-questions originally that you had thought of. So it kind of puts you into a tight bond. And then the ending, what I call the synopsis, is the wrap up and conclusion. And you ask your potential guests to wrap up what they were trying to convey to the audience. And then you thank them and you do your own summary. And then you tell people, your listening audience, where they can find all these links to your video or audio and to the social media platforms you use. And specifically, since I run an internet talk radio station, I usually tell, go over to passionateworldtalkradio.com/blog, and you will read all the pertinent information there. And then you thank your audience for joining you and saying, if you already know ahead of time, our next episode will deal with blue, 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 and then leave them hanging. And that way the suspense builds up. And you and they are both very happy. So to listen to or view this tip all over again, go over to passionateworldtalkradio.com/blog, youtube.com/PWR Network, PW Talk Radio, also facebook.com/passionateworldradio, and all our other social media platforms that have the link and or the audio on it so you can listen to it. On April 19th at 9:30 a.m., Vicki Esther Chang, the creator of the Golden Nuggets series, wrote a book called The Golden Nuggets, Digital Strategies for a Digital Generation. I'm the co-author, Lillian S. Caldwell. Go over to Amazon.com, look up Vicki, V-I-K-I, Esther Chang, find the book, Digital Strategies. Go over to the site, buy the book. It comes with a workbook. And if you are curious or want additional training, in addition to all these tips that I share with you daily, contact me at 484-364-1032 or email me at pwrnetworkllc@gmail.com. Give me your name, your phone number, good time to call, your email, and tell me you're interested in additional training. You should be aware that we are now offering transcripts. And again, go over and take a look. You can also find this daily tips and the upcoming class today at 4 o'clock. At education.passionateworldtalkradio.com/masterclass. It is free and a transcript is provided. So please keep all this in mind. And tomorrow I will further your education on Empower Your Voice, unlocking your podcasting potential. Thank you very much and have a great day.